Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You're one person, limited amount of time, short life. Even if you lived 100 plus, it's a brief thing. And so you're not supposed to do everything. There are specific things, specific places you're supposed to be, specific things you're supposed to be hooked up with, specific things you're supposed to help. Not everything in the whole world. You can't. Right? And when you get hooked in where you're supposed to be doing what you're supposed to be doing, you'll begin to sense that grace. You'll begin to sense that peace. You'll begin to sense that help. And even when there's challenges, there's grace to come through it. Can you say amen? And you don't live frustrated. You see, husbands and wives just live year after year frustrated. And friends. And employers and employees trying to change somebody. See, people in their mind, they decide how they're supposed to be, and that's just their idea. And they're frustrated because God won't change them. He won't make them this way or that way. And you're going year after year frustrated. Frustrated. Frustrated is not the will of God. Say that out loud.
Frustrated.
It's not the will of God. When you're frustrated day after day, you're doing something wrong. You're trying to push something that God's not in. Because you're supposed to live day after day with joy, peace, satisfaction, freedom, victory. Life's too short. Be frustrated half of your time. You know, there was a famous ball player, I forget his name. They asked him about something, his philosophy on something. He said this, I wrote it down. I thought it was excellent. They're still talking about worrying. He said, nah. He said, I don't worry about things that I can do anything about, and I don't worry about things I can't do anything about. They said, huh? If you don't worry about things you can do something about, nor do you worry about things you can't do anything about, then you just don't worry, right? He said, I don't worry about things I can do something about because I can do something about them. And he said, and I don't worry about things I can't do anything about because I can't do anything about it. He's talking about a man that's not frustrated. 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. Frustrated. What do I do about it, Brother Keith? Seems like I've been frustrated all my life. I know. God's talking to you. What do I do? Well, pride is what got you there. Stubbornness, pushing for your own way, thinking you know more than other people do, thinking you already knew what God wanted, assuming that His will was yours. Did you hear me? And the thing that kept you in frustration year after year is too proud to admit that you're wrong. Too proud to admit that you've wasted so much time being frustrated when you could have been happy, enjoying life. That you've thought wrong. That you've been trying to make things happen that wasn't the will of God. That you've been trying to do something that you wasn't called to do, wasn't anointed to do. So what do? Well, I've said it, but let's say it another way. You've got to get before God and you've got to humble yourself and you've got to say, Lord, show me where I've missed it. Help me. And I mean, be serious about it and say, Lord, I am willing to do anything. No matter how menial it may seem, no matter how little it might be in your eyes, I am willing to do anything. Show me. And not have, you know, all these visions of grandeur about how great you're supposed to be and how great your ministry is supposed to be, that's what messes people up. You got to be willing to do what might be considered menial things and be faithful in the small thing. Then you'll be increased and promoted. But see, people don't want to do that. They don't want to prove themselves. They don't want to be proven faithful in small things. They want to jump over that to the big thing. And it doesn't happen. It doesn't work. You got to be faithful, right, with the small thing and prove yourself faithful, right? Well, that job's beneath me. So you've been frustrated and broke and a burden to other people when you could have been working. Did you hear me? No, I'm a prophet. I got a big call on my life. So you wouldn't help with the small things. And so you got no calls and you got no opportunity and you haven't been exercising. Listen to me. Just because you're called to something doesn't mean you can operate there. A call and being able to stand there and operate there, two very different things. You might have a call on your life from when you were born or from when you were born again. But you've got to be trained and taught and you've got to develop over years. Did you hear me? Then you're able to operate there. Don't confuse a call for ability. So don't despise the small thing. Can you say amen now? Don't despise the little job. Don't despise the small place. You got to be proven faithful in the small thing. How many remember in Timothy and Titus, we have requirements and qualifications for deacons and servants and pastors and bishops and overseers. And one of the things it says repeatedly, let them first be proven. How? You want to know how good somebody would be with a bigger job? Give them a little one. Right? If they mess up that, then they don't qualify for the next thing. If that's beneath them, no. You know, Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, he said several ministers, as the Lord blessed him and promoted him, he pastored little small churches and he went and ministered in little small churches and stayed busy all the time. But over the years, his ministry just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And he said, eventually people he started out with, they're sitting at home, they haven't developed, they're doing nothing. And he'd tell them once in a while, you know, well, there's a job in the helps ministry over here with this one. They said, well, no, that's not really my call. They said, now if you hear something big, you know, if you hear of a big church looking for, well, they go decade after decade doing nothing. Well, they're not qualified for the big church. You understand? Yeah, but I got a call on my life to be an apostle. That don't mean you are one. You got to start in the kindergarten. And then you got to pass first grade. Right? And then you got to pass second grade. I know when we first started, I had preached everywhere. One of the first meetings I had was in renovated, but it wasn't really renovated, car wash. And part of the building was still a car wash. And so when they'd start up, you know, the wand to wash the car, you feel it in the platform. I'm trying to preach to 15 people. But I preached to them just like I preached to you. Did you hear me? 2 or 20,000. Same way. But that same church. I'd go back, usually every year I'd go back to this church. They moved from the car wash and they got a little bitty building. And then they got a little bigger building. Then they got a little bigger building. And they got a little bigger building. Then they got a shopping center. We grew together. Do you hear that now? We grew together. I preached in so many little hotel ballrooms where the band was playing for a party next door. And I'm trying to preach to people in their foot. You can see their feet are patting to the music behind me. But you do what you can. You don't sit and go, well, you know, now when we get, you know, offers that are more befitting my call. Well, no, you're a legend in your own mind. And you're wrong. And if you keep trying to operate that way, you'll be frustrated. When your opportunities are just passing you by, but they're not big enough for you, and they're not outstanding enough for you, and you're not developing, so you don't qualify for the bigger things. So be willing to do anything. Consider nothing too menial. I mean, we're talking about the Lord's work here, right? I mean, if it's something for the Lord, how could it be too menial, too insignificant? No. Said out loud, I will not live frustrated. I will humble myself. I'm willing to do anything. Amen. And also, are you willing to admit it when you're wrong? Yeah, admit it. 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. He said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Let me stop right here. How would that have left the hearers? What would they have been impressed with? His eloquence, his ability, his intelligence. He said it wasn't that way, but it was with what? In demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Thank you, Lord. Had a fellow tell me the other day, he was from a traditional denominational background that didn't believe in speaking in tongues and being filled with the Spirit and that kind of thing. Very good people, don't get me wrong. But here in this building, I guess what not long after we first got here, he was brave enough. We called for people and he came down to the front and I laid hands on him. He got filled and started speaking in tongues. Well, they didn't do that where he came from. And he's a preacher. And he went back to preach. And I mean, the very next thing, people came around and they said, what happened to you? He didn't talk in tongues. He didn't say anything about it. He just preached. And he said, what? He said, man, you preach with power. He said, you got power you didn't have before. He said, man, you get to preaching, it about knocks us off the chair. He said, what happened to you? He said, you really want to know? Because see, they didn't believe in that. I see, it's sad because people, they want the power, but, no, tongues now, uh-uh. Well, sorry. They go together, don't they? But that's what he's saying here. With demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Faith in the power of God. Say that out loud. I have faith in the power of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me